Well, thank you for coming. My name is Brian Borum. I work for a company called Weaveworks. So let me just check who's in the room. Who had heard of WeaveNet before they read the schedule? About half the room, that's okay. And who identifies as like a kernel developer or a device driver or DPTK developer or... Okay, they've all left. Okay, that's great. So we can... because I put on this slide, I am not a networking expert. I'm like a programmer. And I've been looking after this project for 5 years. It's been downloaded 250 million times. It's starred 5,000 times. There's certain things to be proud of. Fundamentally, I don't think I did anything clever. So I'm kind of glad that all the clever people have left the room. And I put my smiling face up somewhat because I'm going to put a bunch of people up. You know, this is a talk somewhat about the technology and somewhat about the people and the history of this project. Hopefully that's interesting. So what is WeaveNet? It's a container network, and I'll talk about that in a minute. The primary thing we were aiming for is that it's easy to install. It just works. It runs anywhere, and there's a little asterisk because we mean anywhere that is Linux. But Windows runs Linux now. We have tried this. You can actually run WeaveNet on WSL. So nearly everywhere. So. And we never, it's open source, it's Apache licensed. We never made an enterprise version. So enjoy. What is a container network? We had one definition from Justin Garrison, works for Disney. I'm an admirer of his work and generally the work of Disney.